Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Hockett moves to third. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Hoog reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoog scores. Lodigiani moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Heath trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Lottigiani, who tags Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 1 in the game. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder has Appling trapped. There's the throw to Desautels and over to Keltner, who tags Appling for the out. Hoag moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Tresh. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Weatherly moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath strikes out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 2 in the game. Sketchley takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lodigiani. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 2 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Mac reaches second base with a double. Otto Denning pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Mel Harder. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball towards right. Hockett catches it and throws to home to double up Tresh. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Denning fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Denning and he is safe. QL steals second. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sketchley hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.